888-666-3633.
As a wise man once told me, trust nobody and then cut the cards. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. President Obama capturing the airwaves, urging Congress to do what he called meet history's test and pass comprehensive health care reform. That's where we start, and we're going to dig very deep on this on tonight's version of ATN. Here's a little slither of what he said.
Here are the details that every American needs to know about this plan. First, if you are among the hundreds of millions of Americans who already have health insurance through your job, or Medicare, or Medicaid, or the VA, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage or the doctor you have. Let me repeat this. Nothing in our plan requires you to change what you have. What this plan will do is make the insurance you have work better for you. Under this plan, it will be against the law for insurance companies to deny you coverage because of a pre-existing condition. As soon as I sign this bill, it will be against the law for insurance companies to drop your coverage when you get sick or water it down when you need it the most. They will no longer be able to place some arbitrary cap on the amount of coverage you can receive in a given year or in a lifetime. We will place a limit on how much you can be charged for out-of-pocket expenses, because in the United States of America, no one should go broke because they get sick. And insurance companies will be required to cover, with no extra charge, routine checkups and preventive care, like mammograms and colonoscopies, because there's no reason we shouldn't be catching diseases like breast cancer and colon cancer before they get worse. That makes sense, it saves money, and it saves lives. That's what Americans who have health insurance can expect from this plan. More security and more stability. Now, if you're one of the tens of millions of Americans who don't currently have health insurance, the second part of this plan will finally offer you quality, affordable choices. If you lose your job or you change your job, you'll be able to get coverage. If you strike out on your own and start a small business, you'll be able to get coverage. We'll do this by creating a new insurance exchange, a marketplace where individuals and small businesses will be able to shop for health insurance at competitive prices. Insurance companies will have an incentive to participate in this exchange because it lets them compete for millions of new customers. As one big group, these customers will have greater leverage to bargain with the insurance companies for better prices and quality coverage. This is how large companies and government employees get affordable insurance. It's how everyone in this Congress gets affordable insurance. And it's time to give every American the same opportunity that we give ourselves.
All right, as I said, we'll dig deeper on Obama's speech and what it means. No mention of the public option. Why? Because it's still on the table. Each Wednesday, Mike Davis, Easy Ticket Mike, a ticket broker, joins us. We talk a little sports, and hopefully he sells some tickets. And the NFL regular season kicks off tomorrow night with Tennessee, of course, in Pittsburgh. That should be a lot of fun to watch that one. If you got Sports Illustrated this week, there was four different quarterbacks on the cover, and one of them was Ben Roethlisberger. Hey, Mike, thanks for hanging to the wings. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So Monday night, tomorrow night, the big kickoff with the Titans and the Steelers. I like the Steelers this year. I think they're still going to be a tough team.
Yeah, they look really good. I think, I think the Titans, they were a good team this last year, and mm-hmm. I think that should be an awesome game. I mean, I'm looking for Pittsburgh to pull it out, mainly because they're going to be in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think the same thing. It's probably will be a close game. I agree with the adjective awesome. I'll be watching it because I'm a huge NFL nut. College football, of course, we were talking about this the last time you were here. It kicks off, and there wasn't any, I don't think, really big surprises in anything that we saw, but it's early going, and some of the, I think, juicier matchups, they're pretty much halfway through the season, but it can certainly get you excited for football, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's going to be some great games here the next few weeks. But, you know, the top teams, they're not going to really be tested until probably about the middle of October. You know, I think there is a big game, though, this week. It's Ohio State and USC. Now, of course, Ohio State, they barely squeaked by Navy this last week. You know, if you saw that game or saw the highlights, you know, Ohio State won by 4 points, but they had to intercept a two-point conversion by Navy that would have tied it, and then they ran back and got 2 points for scoring a touchdown on the extra point from Navy. But USC is going to pretty much rout Ohio State this week. Maybe, of course, Ohio State may have been looking forward to this week's game with them. So
yeah, no kidding. And look past the matchup with Navy. Sometimes that happens. I'm not a big Ohio State fan, so I'm with you. I like the Trojans to pretty much trounce Ohio State, and then they'll fall in the rankings. And by the way, a reminder, if you want to go to a college football game, great way to get tickets, go to easy-ticket.com, and it's E-Z, the initials, and that's how you'll get to Mike's site. I love that you sent me this note about Derek Jeter, because, I was watching that, Ty and Gehrig. He gets, you know, the all-time hits with the Yankees. He had a great game against the Rays. So career-wise, man, he is playing the hits. 2,721. He's an exciting player to watch. The Yankees are still a fun team to either hate to love or just to watch play.
Yeah, and Jeter's having he's having a phenomenal season, and he's batting .330 for the year. So, he's doing great. You know, I think he's going to shine in the World Series again.
I totally agree with you. He's pumped up. He's like the confirmed bachelor. He's like the Joe Namath of Major League Baseball. And then he announces he's getting married, which was a giant shocker, I think. But he's settling in, and he's always been that tremendous player. He's got a fistful of rings, as we all know, and it could be the Yankees back again. In the AL, too, you're a big Texas Ranger fan, and, of course, the Rangers are still in the hunt for the wild card spot. Who knows?
Yeah, they're 2 games back behind Boston right now. The Rangers are putting out some tickets for the postseason. I guess they feel strong. Boston's got a tough schedule ahead. The next we've got about 3.5 more weeks until the regular season's over. But Boston, I think, has a tougher schedule than the Rangers do. So. The Rangers may be able to pull it out and move 2 games up on Boston and get that last wild card spot.
Yeah, no kidding. Easy Ticket, Mike, thanks. We'll remind everyone again, go to easy-ticket.com. You have a great week, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kate, you have a good week, too.
And we remind everybody that you can also get concert tickets. Metallica is out on tour again. Kiss is touring. Brad Paisley is touring all over the place. He's going to be through Texas. Anyone listening to me in the state of Texas, Britney Spears. I wonder what her concerts are like. I'm not so sure. Coming up next, we have a very special guest to talk about a very special man. Remember the movie Remember the Titans and Jerry Bertier and the sad story of what happened to him, the car accident, but how much hope and joy there was? We'll explain coming up on the flip side.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to OrderChoose.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Rachel Maddow on her show on MSNBC called Obama's speech a full formal defense of liberalism. How do you think the speech went, and how do you feel about health care reform in this country? As many of you have sounded off for weeks now, keep this number handy, 800-259-5791. We'll tell you about a couple of outbursts during the speech, one from Congressman Joe Wilson from South Carolina, who screamed out that you lied during the part where the president was talking about illegal immigration, and this was, of course, during that period in front of Congress. He later apologized and said his emotions ran high. It got the best of him when he was listening to Obama talk about the coverage of illegal immigrants in the health care bill, and he said, I disagree with the president's statement. My comments were inappropriate and regrettable. It was kind of odd when he yelled it out. You could just see the president pause and heads turned, and there, like I said, there was this pregnant pause, and then he went on with the rest of his speech. So it was just that one quick moment there. But we're going to dive deeper into that a little bit later. We're going to move in a different direction for something unique. Normally we don't do this on America Tonight, but I just love this charity, and I love, because I know so many of you always soliciting us, and we're, of course, nationwide, but I think this is just such an incredible charity, like I said, because it can affect so many people. I know because my own mother, luckily, had successful back surgery. But imagine if something happens to your back. Imagine being paralyzed. Does everybody remember the movie Remember the Titans? Great movie. I mean, you're not human if you weren't crying at some point in that movie. In that movie, there is the scene where one of the stud football players, I'll give you hints about it. Just a stud football player on the team ended up in a car accident, and the car accident devastating, that left him a paraplegic. But this was a kid who didn't let this injury rip his mind apart or what had happened to him. It was a huge blow to the community that he had grown up in. It was a huge blow to the people in Virginia. And as a result, this charity is trying, like so many others, to put the spotlight on the spinal cord injuries and getting more money pumped in it into spinal cord research. So joining us now on the show here on America Tonight is a man who works tirelessly, from what I understand, for this charity, Mac Church. Marketing and events, that's his gig, and he's going to tell you how you can help. Hey, Mac, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
So, number 42, tell everybody about number 42. I did a little contest, and I wanted people to see if they could remember his name. Revealed the name, and I'll tell you our winner.
Okay, the number 42 is Gary Bertier.
Bertier is, in fact, correct, of course. So, JJ in Louisiana wins a book that I'm going to mail to you. Oh, I did like a little build-up to this. All right, JJ. let's talk about the foundation and talk about how it was established and where you're at this point.
Okay, Kate. Well, the foundation has been around now for 4 years, and it was actually started by the late Jean Bertier Agnew, who was in the movie Remember the Titans. She just passed away this year. And it was started by her and Gary's sister. And about 4 years ago, they decided to start raising money in Gary's name for spinal cord injury research. And they needed some help, and they asked Gary's first cousin's husband to try and help them out. And he came up with the idea of having a golf tournament. And it's just kind of taken legs from there, and we've run with it, and it's turned into almost a year-round event now, where we just have things going on all year long. But of course, our signature event is this weekend, and we have a big golf tournament coming up, and we have some professional former NFL football players, and some of the actors from the movie will be attending. So it's a great event, and it's all for the cause, of course, of helping spinal cord injury research and rehabilitation. And all of the money that we raise goes to a local medical center here in Virginia, Virginia Commonwealth University Medical Center, and they were just listed as one of the top 20 medical centers in the United States for spinal cord injury rehabilitation. So the money goes to a great place, and VCU's college is wonderful, as they actually match our donations dollar for dollar. So whatever we give to them is matched. So we can accomplish a lot with that, and if we can help one person get out of a chair and walk, then we will have accomplished our goal.
Yeah, what do people tell you about Gary Bertier? What do they tell you about the man? Because I, of course, saw the movie, and I have talked to people who knew him. But you, of course, and your brother know even more than I do. What kind of guy was he? You know, that movie portrayed that he was still full of hope and optimism, even though he was, as I said, unfortunately in that automobile accident and then became a paraplegic.
Right, and I never got to meet Gary live, but from the stories that I've heard from his teammates and, of course, his family, he was a fighter. You know, he had a lot of spirit and a lot of hope, and he didn't quit. And, there were times when right after the accident where he did, he was very depressed and like a lot of people go into, but his coach Yost, did inform him, hey, there's the wheelchair games, and of course, he got pumped about that because he was a major sports aficionado, and he took that up and became a gold medal champion in the wheelchair Olympics. And but he was one of those kinds of people that what he cared about more was helping other people. He knew he was in the position he was in, but his goal in life was to, if he could help somebody else, then he was happy. And and he went around to children's hospitals and did things for kids. But I think one of the biggest things that he was able to achieve is he was a big proponent of Ban the Barriers, which was a cause basically to go around and have public access change for those in wheelchairs. And one of the famous stories was he had a congressman from Alexandria follow him around for a full day in the city in a wheelchair so they could experience what it was like to be in a wheelchair and how hard it was to access different things. And after that day, of course, laws started getting passed. So he was a big champion and proponent of handicapped rights.
Yeah. And this And talking about that and moving forward, the foundation is very, very involved with, as you mentioned, VCU Medical Center. It's about raising that awareness for spinal cord injuries. You sent me a note that I thought was so interesting. Maybe I saw it on Facebook or somewhere where you said, and then I said this when I went into bringing you on the show, but you just never know what can happen to you. The back is such a fragile thing, and there are so many people that have tragic stories to tell, and the more money that's raised, the more research that's done, the more possibilities for people that find themselves, I think, in this situation.
Exactly. And, you know, the spinal cord injuries, it's colorblind.
Mm.
It's not age-restrictive. It's not height-restrictive, size-restrictive, gender-restrictive. It's none of that. It can happen to anyone at any time. And we have met, you know, several people at VCU, patients there that were one day on a ladder painting their wall, and the next thing you know, they're in this wheelchair where they've fallen off a ladder. You know, just a simple everyday task. And so, you know, what we can do to make it aware, and, you know, spinal cord injury research is literally untouched. I mean, it's kind of almost put on the back burner. It's really not out there in front of the public eye like a lot of the other causes out there. Yet so many people experience these injuries every year. So we can bring more awareness to the general public and help get more research funded, because, like I said, any one of us can end up in a wheelchair at any point in time.
Yeah, no kidding. We're almost out of time. If somebody wants to help, where can they go?
They can go to our website, which is www.garybertier.com, and it's spelled GERRYBERTIER. It almost looks like a French name, but it's GaryBertier.com, and there's information about the foundation, information about our upcoming golf tournament, and, of course, there's a How Can I Help button, which allows people to donate money right there online.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a promise. Next year I'll come out and play in your tournament.
That's what we want. We want you to come on out and have
and
a good time.
And we'll broadcast.
Next year is our 5-year anniversary, and it will also be the 5-year anniversary or the 10-year anniversary of the movie Remember the Titans.
That's right.
Hopefully, we'll have Denzel and Will Patton out there.
So, how fun would that be? Thank you so much, Mac, and good luck with all of this. And we appreciate you popping on with us.
Thank you so much, Kate. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
All right, you too. And you know, it's like I said, of all the things, you think of the things that can happen to you. Certainly, I know because I've been around people who have been paralyzed. I've seen it in sports and covering sports, and you don't have to be an athlete. As Max said, you could fall off a ladder and all of a sudden everything changes. Everything's changing with this healthcare debate, or is it after Obama speaks to the chambers? We'll talk about it on the flip side. Hang with us.
What? Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. the public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Time for another version of Misfits or Misfortune. And boy, we have some good ones for you here on ATN. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, here we are, stretch drive time on our final hour of America tonight, having talked a lot about health care proposals by Barack Obama and ultimately will we see health care reform and how long down the line it is, etc. Thanks for all of the emails you're bombarding me with. Trust me, we will get to a special place for that on our very next show. And speaking of our very next show, we've got Steve Malloy joining us, junkscience.com. He'll talk all about the Rasmussen polls and the numbers for Barack Obama's approval ratings out of D.C. Steve joins us. And R.J. Bell from pregame.com, he'll run through the whole NFL because we have our first nail of the score. So if you're listening to me, remember to join us in our second hour to nail the score. If you correctly nail the score, you win an incredible prize pack from America tonight. But now for Misfits and Misfortune. You can decide which you think it is. Certainly, I will decide for you on this one. Phil Garrido, his name now known for awful reasons, 18 years of kidnapping J.C. Lee, and all that that entails, her reuniting with her family, the fathering of the two other kids, and all the ugly sort of details that are coming out. The latest thing that's happened is apparently he was a musician, and he wrote a bunch of songs with some rather interesting lyrics. Somebody uncovered that one of the networks did a story, and one of the somebody who was a customer of Phil Garrido's actually had all of this material. He had given him some of his old music. So take a listen to lyrics from Phil Garrido, the kidnapper, alleged rapist of J.C. Lee.
It was purely a business relationship. It was not a friendship in any way whatsoever. He solicited myself and my business, as well as several businesses in the East County area, to do their printing work and business cards. That's correct. I have some friends that I grew up with, I've known since high school, and they're in the recording business, and he said he had a number of songs that he had written and sung and played the instruments in the background, and he wanted me to attempt to sell his music for him to these people. I really had never played any of the songs in their entirety, nor did I try to decipher the lyrics in the song when he originally gave them to me approximately 3 years ago. When I saw the arrest on TV, I was stunned, shocked, just horrified. I remembered I still had the CDs in my possession, and so I played them, and I listened very closely to the lyrics and realized that he had written the songs, I believe, about JC and her daughters, and possibly some of his activity in the past, which is absolutely horrifying. No, my intent is not to sell the songs or the CDs or anything else. My intention was to use the CDs, the music on them, to generate donations to go towards JC or family and abused women and children. The money received would not benefit myself. It would go to a foundation. There was no indication at all. From my, I met him on several occasions doing business, and JC. There was no indication there was anything wrong. Nothing whatsoever. No, everything seemed to be normal.
All right, so you could hear that. You could hear what he was talking about. Do we have any of the lyrics by any chance? This is how he met him and all that other stuff. Do we have any of those, Donovan, by any chance? The lyrics from some of those songs. Because it was tough to get them from the story. All right, but in the lyrics, I'll tell everyone is that thank you. In the lyrics, he talks about, you know, young women and talks about what could happen to the young women, etc. Basically talking about people preying on young girls. I mean, that sounds like a stretch. I'd have to have the lyrics in front of me. But anyway, the lyrics would pretty much make you wonder. Well, now that you know this guy's past, here we go. There's a red flag. But maybe not, because music certainly is free form, and there are people that write about things. It's like when you talk about rappers or hip-hop and some of the words highly offensive to people. However, since I think this guy's just a complete scum bucket, any chance we get to rip him, we're going to take the opportunity. There's no rehabbing him, and I hope they nail him to the wall. He and his wife, of course, pleading not guilty to the kidnapping charges and the rape and all the other stuff that went along with that. And yet they're talking now at this point, they found a bone near Garrido's home, and they're saying it's likely that it's a human bone, an expert. And they're going to run some tests, obviously, on the bone fragment that was pulled from the backyard and try to determine that. A forensic expert was out there doing the test on the recovery and all that other sort of stuff to see if somebody was killed and buried or what the deal is. That would just put the icing on the cake of this very ugly, ugly story. Because for a very brief time, I guess he took care of a neighbor's house while it was vacant and then camped in the yard in 2006. So, you know, who knows what that means. But like I said, it adds to the creepiness of Phil Garrido and the sad story of J.C. Lee Dugard. All right, we move from that to the other misfit. And that would be Michael Vick, although people in Philadelphia, at least the football fans, are really, really embracing him. He said he was going to go out and talk to kids, and that's exactly what he did. Here's a little tiny bit of Michael Vick.
Education was very important to me, you know, growing up. It should be important to you. And you have to use that as a vessel to prepare you to go to the next level. And this is where it starts. And I say that because your education is something no one can never take from you. They can never take it away. You know, if I was just a football player, then I would have been in trouble. I had to use my education to get me to the level to where I'm at today. Now, with all these great things I had going on growing up, I chose to do something, and for the life of me now, I can't understand why. It was very bad. And, you know, it was outside of the norm, but it was a cultural norm in the neighborhood at the time. And I know we have flaws in our culture, but those flaws can be overcome. So what I did was did all the right things, did a great job in school, listened to my mom because she told me right from wrong. But when I walked out of that door, I had another side to me, and it was a dark side. And that's when we went and fought the dogs. I had a great career in college, great career in the NFL, and I just did something so foolish in the end that was very detrimental, meaning very harmful to my career. And I wasn't even thinking about it. You know, I really didn't think what I was doing was wrong at the time because I seen so many other people doing it, and I thought it was right. You know, knew it was wrong to a certain degree, but I thought I was doing the right thing. You know, it was for our own amusement, knowing that it was morally wrong, you know, that's what I know now. It's times in life, you know, when you got to go either left or right. And I didn't choose to go the right way, which led to 18 months of being in prison, which was the toughest time of my life. Being away from my family, being away from my kids, who I adore dearly, and being away from the game of football for doing something so foolish. And I wish I could take it all back because I did so many things that was wrong and was influenced by so many people when I should have been a leader and not a follower. And see, that's what we got to be. We got to be leaders. Can't be a follower. And I go by a motto now, each one teach one. I mean, you can help you, and you can teach you, and you can teach you. And it's simple. You know, we all got to be leaders in our own right. And that's what I swayed away from. Thank God I had my mom who was there and was teaching me, you know, what to do and what not to do.
All right, so Michael Vick, I think I got to give him credit. Do we have some applause from the folks in Minneapolis? Because I really honestly, as much as I have bagged on this guy at times, I've said it before, he did his time. He comes out, he talks to the kids, and for what it's worth, that really seems sincere to me. He said it in a nutshell. It was a cultural thing. He grew up around dog fighting, and he just thought it was an acceptable practice. But yet he says it's no excuse, it was wrong and morally and everything else. But I thought he was pretty honest with the way he talked to those kids. So if he continues to do that, there certainly is hope in the city of brotherly love. As for misfortune, this part of the misfortune part of this segment is sadly the 17-year-old Melanie Udan from Marietta, Georgia, was just amazing. Coming back when she was losing sets to the Russian players, she knocked off higher-ranking players who had so much more experience. She gets all the way to the quarterfinals, and her Cinderella run came to an end. She lost 6-2, 6-2 to a number 9-seeded player, Caroline Wozniak of Denmark, who didn't have the crowd with her because they were all cheering for Udan, but definitely had the stroke play, so the magical ride is over for her, but she'll be back. She moved all the way up to 70th. This is a kid who was 220 last year. She made it a lot of fun to watch the U.S. Open. As I said before, hey, she's an American kid. It's good to see that. Just a very tough quarters, I think, for her. She fell apart. Nerves got the best of her, so it's misfortune. On the flip side, news you can abuse, birthdays in this day in history.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over for smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How appropriate, the Beatles, Love, Love, Love. You know, 999 the other day, as we flipped the day on the calendar, was a big day for the Beatles and iPods. The remastered catalog and a Fab Four themed video game released. I heard the sales were pretty brisk. Hotels like the Bellagio in Vegas and others are offering special 999 wedding prices. There's a lot to do with 999. Even that idiot that hijacked the plane said it was because of the date and what it meant when you turned the numbers upside down, how it'd be 666. But I think for the Beatles, it was probably a pretty lucky day. Time to get you to news you can abuse. Then we're going to go to birthdays in this day in history. It was one of my fun segments of the show. Can you imagine if some idiot threw a jellyfish at you when you were walking down the beach? Well, that's exactly what a 41-year-old man did. He was arrested at Madeira Beach in Florida after witnesses say he pretended to drown, then began tossing jellies at teenagers. The sheriff's report reads like this. Keith Edward Marriott caused concern for his safety when he repeatedly submerged himself, floated back to the top of the water. He was also loud and disruptive. Then he started flailing jellyfish at young teenagers on the beach. My, oh, my, the crazies certainly did come out on that special 999 day. What is the deal with that, throwing the jellyfish? I don't get it. So he was held on $250 bond, and, you know, he had a pocket knife, I guess, in his shorts. They were worried. He was intoxicated, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Has anybody thrown any creatures of the sea at you, Donovan?
No, not that I can recall.
And as a teenager, I can't remember anybody older, like twice as old as me, verbally assaulting me or throwing something at me ever in my whole teenage years. So that would have had to have been pretty scary, I would think, for those girls. Have to be. Dad, they're on the cell phone, they're texting, they're taking pictures. There's a nutball. He's throwing jellyfish at me. Crazy. All right, this is an uplifting story. For all of you in Missouri, you might have heard it in Kansas City. In fact, a two-year-old Labrador mix is recovering at the city's animal shelter after being shot four times. A worker at the Wayside Waifs dubbed the dog, and it's such a great name, Bullet. What happened was he was found several weeks ago, shot in the head, one in each front shoulder and one in the neck. That's just sick. So they paid for his treatments, nursed him back to health. This rescue group, they said he has some pain still in shoulders and one leg, but they rescued him, they saved him, they x-rayed him, they neutered him, and he's not up for adoption right now, but they don't know why he was shot and what the true skinny is on that story, but I'm just glad that they found the dog. That is a feel-good story because they've nursed him back to help. What makes somebody do that? I just, again, not to get on the soapbox about weirdos and why people do things, but go shoot cans. I mean, there's a million things you can use for target practice. A dog should not be one of them. A Thai man is keeping more than 4,600 scorpions as pets, and this is to atone for the years he spent cooking them to sell as snacks. Scorpions, insects, and worms, if you've ever been there, are eaten in Thailand, definitely. Years after serving up the scorpions, Song Panzi decided he felt it was time to befriend them. Instead, he's a practicing Buddhist. He said he was happy to have the money, but he felt all the deep suffering inside that they were feeling and that it was harming him. He felt like he committed a sin. So he gave up the bottom floor of his two-story home to the scorpions. They scuttle about in this enclosed, decorated area with branches and stone. They don't have a lot of light, and the heat doesn't come in. That's what they need to thrive in. And he buys cicadas and other insects to feed the pets who have stung him so many times he's immune to their venom. I'm sorry, that's just a little odd. Yeah, he makes $570 a month. He used to make $860 when he sold the cooked scorpions. So I'd have to say it's kind of like the fly thing. When the Humane Society came out and said Barack Obama shouldn't have killed that fly when he was in the interview, you just got to give me a break on that one. Scorpions, I don't know. I know a lot of Buddhists. I don't think they have a thing about scorpions. Of course, like he said, he did cook them, and it didn't sit well with him, obviously, years later. Mm. Today is not National Scorpion Day. Today is Gunsmoke Day. It marks the TV debut of Marshal Matt Dillon. James Arness, who starred in that role for 20 years. So a lot of people used to watch Miss Kitty and the Gang. I'm too young, although I know my grandfather was a very big fan. Also, today is National Swap Ideas Day. Is that kind of like brainstorming? Who came up with that brilliant idea? Ba-dum-bump. On this day in history, if we wind back the calendar, a couple of serious things and funny things, actually. As well. In 1897, the guy named George Smith drove his taxi into a building in London and would become history's first convicted drunk driver. He claimed he'd only had two or three beers. We've heard that a few times. 1918, the ice machine tractor irrigator was patented. It was a tractor that could actually be driven through fields to shoot ice pellets at the roots of plants. Oh, I could have used that for my plants this spring. 1953, the Swanson Company sold its first frozen TV dinners. I used to love TV dinners. Donovan, did you ever eat any frozen TV dinners? Were you, when you were a kid, do you remember? Did you ever get the chance to do that?
No, those weren't particularly encouraged when I was growing up.
It wasn't encouraged. My mother was a good cook, but we would beg her because they had like these Captain Hook things or something. And it was like spaghetti and a little apple turnover thing. It was just a tiny little meal. And we would beg her to let us have them. And she did a couple of times. But for the most part, no, I didn't grow up with TV dinners. But it was a big treat because we just, for some reason, dug it. In 1989, Deion Sanders intercepted a pass, scored a TD for the Falcons. 4 days later, he hit a home run for the Yankees. Two American dreams in 1 week, you might say. He was a two-star sports athlete, as you all recall, right? Who else did that? A guy named Bo Jackson. In 1998, Zippy Chippy was banished from the Finger Lakes. People are listening to us up there in New York. Banned from that racetrack after losing his 85th consecutive race. The 7-year-old gelding, a fan favorite, had never won a race. Zippy Chippy's career at Finger Lakes ended when he refused for the third straight time to leave the starting gate. Well, that'll pretty much do it for you. 2000, NBC's The West Wing won a record-setting 9 Emmy Awards, including Best Dramatic Series. NBC's Will and Grace won for Best Comedy, if you remember anything about that year, and television. 2002, a 47-year-old man walked into the post office in Sweden, told the cashier he was armed, demanded a bag of cash plus $37.2 million to be paid into his bank account, whose number he handed the cashier on a piece of paper. Cops had no trouble, of course, tracking the robber down and making a quick arrest. They say they wished all criminals made their job that easy. Very easy to trace when you hand the bank account number. Duh. All right, it's time for birthdays. We got some pretty good ones for you. I think you're going to recognize almost everyone on the list. All right, check out my list. Golfer Arnold Palmer is 80 years old. Arnie's Army. If you see the old black and white footage of him back in the day, it was, I think, pretty cool to watch him maneuver around. Now Tiger Woods is that guy. Actress Amy Irving. Used to be married to Steven Spielberg. You know who she is. She's been in a lot of movies, especially when she was a kid. 56 years old. Actor Ryan Phillippe used to be married to, Reese Witherspoon. 35 years old. Movie director Guy Ritchie used to be married to Madonna. 41 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, pitcher Randy Johnson. He is 46 years old, and rapper Big Daddy Kane, 41. Not bad on the birthdays, because I'm thinking that probably at least some of those names, you got to know almost everybody on that list, right? It's my quest to make sure that at least you recognize a few of the names, because I know they were a little bit impossible before I got enough notes from you. Who were you talking about? What actress? How old was she? In fact, I actually enjoyed some of those notes. So I dig and I dig to try to decide if I think you'll actually know who I'm talking about. You know the drill here. You can always send me an email about anything, americatonight.net. Here's another quote from Ben Franklin, one of my favorites. We all need to cut corners these days in one form or the other.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.